WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Stevens, an aging butler, motors in 1956 through an England he's never really seen before. He remembers his great days of service to Lord Darlington. He worries about his relations with his new American employer. He meets a few radicals. He is himself mistaken for a gentleman. He comes gradually to suspect, long after the reader has done so, that he might have married but missed the signals, that his late lord, a friend of Germans in the 1930s, was a fascist sympathizer, that perhaps it's wrong to think the likes of you and I will never be in a position to comprehend the great affairs of today's world, and our best course will always be to put our trust in an employer we judge to be wise and honorable, that the butler's whole life, trying to preserve a dignity in keeping with his position, has been an indentured servitude, a horrible waste. I like the remains of the day, but it's been overpraised. We dust off the glowing adjectives for many reasons, none of them mean-minded. There are so many mediocre novels that a good one looks great. Isn't it extraordinary that a young man, who was born, after all, in Japan, should write a book about an English butler? Imagine the British class system as seen through Japanese eyes. Imagine a Jeeves escaped from P.G. Wodehouse into politics and sex. What does it say about the decline of empire that the best writers of the mother tongue have names like Kazuo Ishiguro, V.S. Naipaul, and Salman Rushdie? And unlike Rushdie, Ishiguro isn't showing off. He goes about his quiet business like a gentleman with an umbrella. Fair enough. I should also say that all of the remains of the day could fit neatly into a vest pocket chapter of the Satanic Verses, with room left over for half a dozen apocalyptic dreams. It's accomplished, but it's modest. I wonder, and this is a little mean-minded, if the critics like Remains so much because it's also elegiac. It seems almost to reaffirm the traditional English novel writers like Rushdie have tried to smash. It doesn't make a shake with rage. Take a look at Ishiguro's previous book, An Artist of the Floating World, available in vintage paperback. It's set in post-war Japan. An aging artist, instead of an aging butler, looks back on his life and work. Masuji Ono abandoned beauty for politics in the service of the emperor's war party, and he is slower than the reader, once again, to realize his mistake, his shame. He seems, in fact, never to grasp the nature of his unworthy social ambitions, that hunger for status and prestige that mortgaged the future of his daughters and killed so many of his countrymen. Ishiguro writes novels the way Columbo solves mysteries, backwards, after we already know who did it and why. This has its limitations as a narrative technique. On the other hand, taken together, the two novels add up to an astonishing bicultural eye on class struggle and class war, a remarkable wisdom about servitude. If I'm impatient, it's because I feel that a writer so young ought not to be so forgiving, a writer so knowing ought not to be so equable, and a writer so accomplished ought to gamble for higher stakes, risk more of himself and his art, storm the gates instead of joining the club. Turn that umbrella into a sword.